Hello, my name is Elizabeth Akwili from Nigeria, and I will be talking about therapy as an act of faith. Sounds highly contradictory, especially if you're from Africa, but I mean, it's true, it's God's word in terms of healing. Healing is the children's bread. It is not to be contested within the Christian community. It's what we know, is what we all agree to, that healing is the children's bread. So how come we fight something that helps us experience healing better? The word of the Lord in Ezekiel was saying that no longer will this proverb be used in Israel. The fathers have eaten sour grape, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. No longer. Emphasis on no longer will this proverb be used in Israel. When we talk about sour grapes, we talk about trauma poured down on generations in the name of culture, history, generational curses. Some of the things we even refer to as generational curses are actually just trauma passed down from one person, magnified and passed down again. And we have generations of people from one family who suffered the same kind of trauma consistently. And the Bible is saying, no longer shall the teeth of the children be set on edge because the fathers have eaten sour grapes. We must agree with God that our teeth will not be set on edge because our parents ate sour grapes, or because the people ahead of us ate sour grapes, or the people coming after us, their teeth will not be set on edge because we ate sour grapes. Some of us were abused verbally. Some of us were abused sexually. Some of us were in domestically violent environments. And we don't resolve that. We hoard it. We hide the pain and we say we'll be fine. But really, the truth is, you're not fine. Hurting people hurt other people. So you will end up transferring your pain and your bleeds. You will end up bleeding on other people, and because you bled on them, it will look like God's word is not true. So deciding to heal is deciding to partner with God over your emotional life. If you would need a doctor when you're physically sick, you would need a lawyer during legal problems. Why would you abandon your emotional health because you think it's not physical? It shows. It doesn't matter how tiny your emotional hurt seems to you. It shows. It manifests itself in one way or another. There's this very interesting Bible story that many of us have read, including myself. And I didn't see it in this light until I had a senior pastor explain it. He was talking about the woman Jesus healed on Sabbath day. And people began to complain about how Jesus would heal someone on Sabbath day. And he asked them, which of you in losing your sheep will not save it because it's a Sabbath day? And he said, how much more the daughter of Abraham, having been bent all these years? God will break laws for you to be healed. He said he will sacrifice whole nations for you. You are that important. You are that worthy. Yet you will trivialize your own emotional health because it doesn't look trendy to be healed. James Pickens says, faith without works is dead. I have faith that I will be healed from sexual trauma and I don't go to a sex therapist to help me. How long do you think it will take you to figure it out by yourself? And that's even if you're actively looking for the right information. And if the information you have is the right one, how long do you think it will take you to figure it out? Every time I choose healing, every time I choose to step out, every time I choose to take care of my mental health, my emotional health, I am partnering with God regarding my healing. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thine soul prospereth. It didn't say your head. It didn't say your head. It didn't say your leg. It said your soul. Your soul is seat for your emotions, your mind, your intellect. that thou mayest prosper. So if there is a part of you that is still dealing with trauma, that is still dealing with an abuse, that is still unsettled, that is still battling with anxiety, it becomes important that you heal it, because therapy is an act of faith. And I hope you take actions. I hope you back up your faith with works, because that's what God expects you to do.